some fun. I wanna have some fun. I wanna have some fun.
This is our intro.
I wanna
yeah.
have some fun. Fun. Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Woo.
I wanna have some.
Women's basketball.
Have you seen
Queens of the Court?
The tangle in your headset over there?
No.
You don't even, you're not even aware of it.
Nope.
Like, you sit down to play.
I wanna have some fun.
Is this, how long is our intro? My God.
It starts to fade out. That's when you would, like,
when?
Right here.
Yo, that was, like, 30 seconds in. That's, like, a long-ass intro.
I don't think it's a long-ass intro.
So long. Are we rolling credits? Like, what are we doing in that time?
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's a lot of expletives we're going to need to record. Anyway.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. I like our intro.
Word.
I just want to give it its proper build up.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll build it. We'll work it. It's going to take us like hours to get that intro right, but it'll be fun.
I think it's right.
It'll be no. I don't mean the music. I mean what we're gonna say during all that time. Like, I was thinking the intro was gonna be like, you know, she's a beast. She can't be stopped. Like three things.
And then you dumb.
You dumb. You stupid.
That's a dumb ass point of view.
Wait, so like, are we not saying shit over the music?
What do you mean?
Like in the intro?
Yeah. Okay. But we just don't have it recorded yet.
No, I know, but like what kinds of things are we gonna say? Are we gonna like
I guess it's just I thought it was just gonna be like parts of our conversations. Like literally just take
like candid?
Like take our pod no.
Like take clips from our
podcast and just
yo,
pop
our
it
podcast
in there.
So far is so boring. We need to like make the intro way more exciting than the
why
podcast.
Why is it so boring?
Because you and I aren't always fucked up when we record. Clearly this is the way it needs to be.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
yeah.
All right. So we're doing candidates first.
Queens of the Court podcast. Queens of the Court podcast. What up?
I'm John.
I'm P. Jiffy.
He's Paul.
No, at P. Jiffy. It's my Instagram,
oh,
man. P. Jiffy.
Jiffy.
What's up? Like P. Diddy, but P. Housen. Jiffy.
I'm at Housen.
At Housen. At P. Jiffy. That's GIUFFY. In case anyone wanted, you know, appropriate spelling. We are the King Size Queens, bringing you all kinds of fabulous women's basketball information and commentary and deliciousness. Ooh, don't use that word, because that word is objectifying.
Yeah.
Trigger. Don't call me delicious. I'm not a piece of meat.
We can't play this. This is like, don't do that. We're gonna openly just like
dude was even just like I just meant to say you're handsome, man, I'm sorry. And he was still like, how dare you?
Apologize.
Don't objectify me.
I'm not a piece of food.
I'm a person too.
Anyway,
tell us how you really feel.
Queens of the Court.
So none of this has been about girls basketball or women's basketball
so
far.
No, this is just us queens holding court.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into it in a minute. Anyway. The WNBA season, we're 1 week in. It's been dope so far.
Dope.
Before we like get into anything like crazy, let's like remind our viewers, whoever they may be, let's remind our viewers about all the crazy talent that's like not on the floor this season.
So, yeah,
I got
there
a
needs
list
to,
right here if
there,
you want to look at it.
There needs to be more teams. Let's be real.
Shifting gears.
No. It's the same gear. It's same because gear. Of. Oh, you're talking about talent like that.
Yeah, I was talking
her
about
her
like,
people.
Maya Moore is not on the floor.
Yeah,
you're
gotcha,
talking about like Megan Gustafson and like Leilani Mitchell, who
I'm talking about, like, I'm talking about how many girls are out there that are not either buried on benches, not playing, or the people that are just straight up just don't have jobs.
Now, some would argue that, like, you know, it's just because, you know, they're not good enough. And the talent that's on the floor is just that cut above. How would you respond to that?
I feel like you see a lot of times that there is that once like a really strong performing bench player gets a shot at a starting job, a lot of times in the WNBA, they end up being very good. And
look at what happened with Natasha Howard.
Right.
Natasha Howard was a role player with Minnesota Lynx. She goes to the Storm. She has a breakout year last year. And now, with Breonna Stewart and Sue Bird out, she's like the player.
The player. Playing great.
She and Jewel Lloyd. No disrespect, Jewel.
Yeah. And then for Connecticut, you have... what's her name?
Jonquel.
Jonquel.
I love me some Jonquel.
And look, she's starting now. She gets all the playing time. Killing it. They both, two people right there that just won players of the week because of how good they're doing now with full-time jobs, can play all the time, put up all the minutes.
Who's players of the week? Was that like WNBA or ESPNW or who was that?
WNBA.
WNBA announced Natasha Howard and
yeah. So John both of them.
Quell is player of the
perfect
week.
Example of people getting a shot and instant, not getting a shot, they obviously were playing, right? But people getting starting jobs and just showing up big time.
All right, so let's tie that back to the expansion idea. So what you're saying is that there's a lot of players that because there's not enough roster spots, there's literally 144 roster spots in the WNBA.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous.
Crazy.
Small.
Yeah, it's crazy
when
small.
When you think about like the number of male starters in the NBA, it's more.
Yeah.
More male starters in the NBA than you have female players playing in the WNBA, period. On rosters.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is that the players that haven't quite, you know, that haven't been picked up, the Megan Gustafsons, the Leilani Mitchells, all these players, right?
Yep.
The Carly Samuelsons. Carly got cut.
I know.
Go Mabes.
Yeah, go Mabes, yeah.
but that these players, if given a chance to like play on some kind of regular basis, have an opportunity and the talent and the skill
totally.
To like be like considerable players.
Yes, totally. And I
so
mean,
how do you expand the WNBA? 12 teams right now.
12 Ugh, teams. It needs so to be 16, but let's start okay. with 14, right? Let's just try and get two more teams somewhere.
Okay.
I think that would be a nice goal. And I think that would be something that you hear chatter about, that, you know, the WNBA is doing well and it's, you know, for what it is, right?
We're getting there.
It's for what it is, right? It's got 12 teams. It has
I got
all
some white dudes watching. Hey, that's us.
And gay white dudes. now that there's more betting... And now that there's more,
Why not bet?
Why not?
Why should you be any less engaged?
Exactly.
With WNBA
are you really
NBA?
Just gonna only bet on baseball during the summer?
Yeah, that's sad.
Sad. It's so yeah. long and boring.
So boring.
And I'm a big baseball fan.
So boring.
And it's just so boring.
And
so,
WNBA is not boring.
Not boring.
It's actually quite exciting.
Yeah, it's basketball. Basketball's fun. Yeah. Always fun. It's just always got a lot of excitement.
Yeah,
so,
there's also like better, so, just more fun personalities in WNBA. Yeah. Like if you follow some of these players on Instagram, like
yeah.
and see like what they're about, way more interesting than baseball players.
Yeah, way more interesting. I mean, I'm obviously
Mike Trout went to Subway.
yeah, right.
Nice.
Baseball players are pretty boring.
Nice.
At like, yeah, at the heart of it. I mean, like Liz Cambage is whew, that girl. Yeah. Love her on Instagram.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about Instagram. Some of our favorite Instagram followers. In a little
but
bit.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean,
so what markets? Well, we talked about this recently. What markets like are ready for like a WNBA like you know infusion? You mentioned Houston.
I said Houston just because they had the Comets and they were amazing, terribly run organization and sense of money. They had a lot of fuck ups with that, but. Clearly, they had a fan base, and they had, you know, success. They won a bunch of championships. They had a great run. So I think that's somewhere that if they did go back, would be perfectly fine. Denver.
Colorado.
I think that's another really good area.
Yeah, I would love some, like, you know, Boulder Ballers. Some shit like that.
Some shit like that. San Fran?
Yeah, seriously. Like, how is there no WNBA team in the Bay Area? That's wild.
It's crazy. Wild. I think, you know, you should be trying to go to areas that maybe are a little bit more, you know,
Progressive.
You know,
people who are ready to support women in sports.
Yeah. And especially, seriously, like, those areas, you have a lot of successful people, a lot of women that are very successful living in those areas that would, you know.
Like, yo, shout out to Golden State Warriors organization. Y'all have crushed it. Invest.
I think
invest
they,
now.
I think they will,
get a
though.
Team out there.
I think it's one of the smart moves. I think it's one of the better moves. It's great that, you know, that the Nets bought the Liberty.
Let's just pray that they get to play at Barclays.
They are. They're already moving over some games.
Good.
Which is really exciting, really great for the game, really great for women's basketball.
Yeah, Brooklyn's a great market. It's different than Manhattan. I think
it
that
is
it'll
different.
Be better
and
for
I, and
game
I think
Brooklyn.
It's kind of more like, you know, like almost like you could get like a minor, like if you have like it's like a minor league baseball feeling to it.
Ew.
Like, no, I'm saying.
I know, but I'm just saying
it's
ew.
More of a family. Like I feel about how like the like when you go to Yankee Stadium, it's corporate and really stuffy.
It's so gross.
I'm just saying, like when you go to like. If you go to a minor league baseball game, it's really like family friendly, really like inviting.
B E R D Y, New York Liberty.
Ooh.
Fucking love it. What? Me or
yeah,
the cheer?
Both.
Well, I can't do that.
No, totally.
Podcast about the WNBA. What's up?
I know.
Damn. The judgment is so real.
So those are my reasons for that. Both of the, where they should go and my reasons. But what do you think?
No, I'm with it. I'm totally with it.
We absolutely need
more teams. Those areas are probably good. There's probably a ton of other areas that are really good. Areas that have like Tennessee that has like a following in like the like college game that would love to have like some of their stars somewhere local that they can go see. Like,
sure,
100%.
I mean those areas again. I'm trying to pick areas that are again progressive, more progressive.
Yeah,
for women.
No, but we're talking about areas that have like where the women's game in college has a huge following.
North Carolina,
right? So I'm just saying,
like that
areas
too?
Like that, whether or not they're socially progressive, there's a fan base of women's basketball already waiting, not to say waiting, but like you know willing to like be interested in going to see stuff in the summertime too.
Totally.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Whether or not they're socially, like, you know, yay, women, like, you know, like, you know.
So what about Philadelphia?
Yeah,
I think
that'd be fine.
Philadelphia,
maybe.
That area, I mean,
know.
But they already have, like,
I don't know, man.
Washington.
I don't know. I don't know about Philly. But like, we're getting off track. Let's shift.
Okay.
We've already been talking for, like, 20 minutes.
Okay.
So, stars that aren't on the floor. I wanted to cover real quick.
Back to that.
From the expansion. So, like, Maya Moore, Diana Taurasi, Angel McCautry, Candace Parker, Breonna Stewart, Sue Bird, Simone Augustus, Skylar Diggins-Smith. All of them are superstars.
Superstars.
Superstars in the league. And they are
You just named basically both all-star teams.
Right? I mean, like all these players are just
You named 10 players that would start on all-star teams.
Now, you know, the interesting thing is that there's probably a couple players on that list that are going to retire in the next couple years. So, like, you know, the league is shifting from the stars that we've been so accustomed to. But all these stars are out with injuries or, you know, personal journeys, whatever it may be. we're not going to go there. And
unlock your computer.
So the point is that with all these players out, it shakes up the landscape of the league a little bit this year. You know, like, you know, everyone came in thinking, okay, this team is going to be like the team to beat, this team, blah, blah, blah. Seattle Storm, you know, coming off their championship, lose Brianna Stewart and Sue Bird. You know, are they going to be contenders they're on or not? Like, you know, so all these questions at the beginning of the year. So with that in mind, we've had a week under our belt. Give me your power rankings. Where are we for? Where are we in the league? Who's number one right now in your eyes?
Minnesota.
What?
Minnesota.
What?
Yeah.
Just because they undefeated? Or they were until yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, see, I don't go that way. They were like number five on my list or four on my list.
Really?
I had the Sparks number one. I'm just a believer. I'm a believer that with what they're doing right now and when they get Candace back, unstoppable.
Preseason, I would have done that, right? But I think it's one of those things that power rankings change up week to week.
Yeah.
So I just didn't think.
So you're just going with the numbers?
I was just going. I was going with numbers and like who they played, kind of.
Lazy.
They did. No, well, they did have a couple. They beat the Mercury. They had like some good wins. It wasn't bad. They played
Totes.
L.A. Or did they play L.A.?
They lost to L.A. last night, I think.
Right? I think it was them, right?
I think so. Let's just double check our facts.
No, L.A. played New York.
Last night?
No, yeah, I'm not even putting them. They barely beat New York, so they wouldn't be my one anyway. You should be destroying.
Seattle. Sorry, Seattle beat them. L.A. beat New York last night. You're right. So Seattle beat them without Brianna Stewart and Sue Bird.
Natasha Howard's playing great, and there's a reason. That's why they're up in my rankings as well.
All right, give me your top four.
All right, so I like the Sun too.
Yeah, Sun's my number two as well.
They're my number two.
They're just so good and balanced, and like they just yeah. Anyway,
so then these three are like I had the toughest time with these three, right?
Go for
so
it.
I mean. And Washington as well, but Washington's just down the list a little bit just because Deladon's out.
All right.
So, okay, Mercury.
Number three.
Yeah. Storm, L.A.
Wow. So you had L.A. at five?
Yeah.
Mercury at three, Storm at four. Man, I had Mystics at three.
So Mystics were...
Lynx at four.
Yeah. So
Mercury at five. I didn't have the Storm to like seven.
Mystics are my... six, right? They
anyone,
were all...
Anyone listening to this would be like, what the fuck am I supposed to make of any of this? I can't keep up.
Why?
Because we're both giving our numbers and our lists. And just as
no, 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 no. It's great. And they would be able to keep up.
Okay.
You listen to sports talk show radio, like, it's all like this. All
right. So who's your number six?
So Washington. So
they're my three.
And I just think with Deladon out, she's back now, right?
She's back.
Yeah, but she was out when I made this
for
list.
One game. No, she was out. No, she was not out when I made this list.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. She was out for one game, but then she only played a little bit in the first game back, and she didn't do anything special.
She had like 18 points or something.
No.
Yeah, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
People are like, y'all even pay attention to this shit? Do y'all even know what you're talking about?
She really made the moon.
Yeah, she had a great game. Love. Lena Deladon, 18.7 boards, 3 assists.
How many minutes?
I don't know. Damn. It's hard to get these stats. 22 minutes, 18 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, 1 block.
Just dominated.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Dominated.
So yeah. So they would be moved up.
I mean, all right. So like maybe next week they'll be moved up. We'll take a look at your power.
Yeah. But all yeah. Right.
I'm just gonna give you my whole list. I'm gonna give you like a quick like 1 minute spiel about
what.
Ready? I got LA Sparks at number one, Connecticut Sun at number two, the Mystics at number three, the Lynx at four. The Mercury at five, the Las Vegas Aces, who I thought were going to be better, at six, because they just haven't quite put it together. The Storm at seven, because as much as I love them and their record, without Brianna Stewart and Subert, I don't think they can stay at the top. The Dream, because they haven't shown up without McCautry the way they did last year. Fever next. I think I had them at the basement, but they've shown me they're a little bit better than that. Dallas Wings, Sky, Liberty.
Interesting.
Give me your top. Give me your 12.
You have the Sky that low?
I have the Sky. I don't believe their record.
You don't?
No. I don't think they, I don't think they can sustain it. I don't think they've got enough talent.
And you think the Fever?
Enough weapons.
I just real quick.
Yeah.
So you think the Fever are better than them?
Yes.
Interesting.
I do. I think the Fever have more raw talent on their team. I think that the Sky have a higher floor and a lower ceiling. And I think from where they are to where they could get, and I think the Fever have a much higher ceiling with the talent they have right now than the Sky do.
Okay. So I have Minnesota, Connecticut, Phoenix, Seattle, L.A., Washington, Vegas, Sky, Indy, Dream, Dallas, New York.
Okay. So the thing that jumps out to me the most about both of our lists is how low we have Las Vegas.
Which I think it's worth
talking about because, you know, preseason, you know, when that Cambridge trade went through, when Liz Cambridge was traded to Las Vegas, it was like, holy shit, Las Vegas is putting out, like, a starting lineup that rivals blah, 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 whatever. With three number one picks and Liz Cambridge and Kayla McBride, who's been their star for, like, you know, since until Asia Wilson got there. It just was like, okay, they're going to be the team to beat.
Yeah, they aren't going to be 8 on my list for long, I think.
Probably not, but they're, what, 1-2 right now? 1-3?
Yeah, and, I mean, Liz didn't play a game 1. They've played a couple practices together. She's really active, and she doesn't seem like she's even in Vegas a lot.
right?
It seems like she just instantly goes to L.A.,
yeah.
Which is cool and all.
They're not that far.
It's exactly, so I'm not like, okay.
Honestly,
but
she's probably living in L.A.
It seems like she's doing both. It looks like she's staying at hotels when she's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, have you been to Vegas?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to live anywhere but a hotel in Vegas anyway.
I know. But yeah, they don't have chemistry yet at all. Jackie's lost.
I mean, to be fair, I haven't seen enough like actual footage of the games.
Totally.
Because they're not televised. To be able to comment about how lost she looks, but on the box score,
lost.
Looks like she's not, you know.
Girl ain't there yet.
I mean, but whatever. She's a young number one draft pick out of college who spent most of her college career supporting, you know, other players, which is actually perfect for what Las Vegas has and is doing.
Yeah. Thought she would be more impactful already. Just putting up a couple stinker games according to the box scores. Like, obviously, you might be right. Maybe she is doing more of the little things, but
needless to say,
yeah,
this is why there are 6 or 7 on our list.
And I don't
expect them to stay there either.
This is another reason of from what I was explaining earlier of how strong this league is.
It's a really competitive league, especially with all those star players out.
We have Vegas,
and it's still hyper competitive.
I have Vegas at 7. Did I say 7? Yeah.
And they have some of the best talent, MVP caliber talent.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, you know, like they're not going to be where they are at the end of the year, right? There's a couple teams up there that I don't think are as good as they are right now. But who's to say they don't stay where they are? And who's to say they don't play as good as they are playing? Like,
yeah,
it just goes to show there's so much talent on these teams. There's so much talent in this league that there needs to be more teams.
You're right. And we only talk about, you know, some of these, like, big-name players because, you know, of whatever their accomplishments have been or what they did in college or whatever it might be. But the truth is that, like, just everyone in this league is super talented.
So
imagine talented. Taking away 18 NBA teams, and every team would look like the Warriors.
Right? It'd be fucking cool.
Every
though.
Team would have five all-stars on the floor. It would be fun. All the time.
So that would it would be cool if they did like mini tournaments like that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Like four. I think they should do that with all sports.
That's the kind of the 3-on-3-on-3 tournament stuff they've been doing in both men's and women's.
But I'm saying like if you got like a big prize pool together, you let 12 players pick 12 teams. Like it would be fucking fun to watch.
Totally. All right, that's our power ranking segment.
Yeah.
Let's talk about I like to call them our spotlight queens. My spotlight queen.
Your spotlight queen.
This week is Miss Jonquel Jones. I love me some Jonquel Jones, and I think that she has had, I don't know, just a killer year. I mean, she's averaging a double-double for a team that is as balanced and scoring as possible, which is the Connecticut Sun. Mm-hmm. They have five players that averaged double figures last year. It looks like they're going to have five, maybe six, that average double figures this year. And Jonquel Jones is still a star on that team this, so far this year. Didn't she have a game with like 22 rebounds against like someone with some bigs? It was against Las Vegas, wasn't
but
it?
But let's be real. Everybody has bigs.
No, but didn't Jonquel like pull down 22 boards against Vegas? Wasn't that it? And Vegas with Liz Cambage and Asia Wilson should be able to crash the boards with Jonquel.
I don't think what's her name played a lot in that game.
Liz?
Right? I think it was without Liz,
we
actually.
We got to make sure I'm right about this game. I'm not sure I'm right about which game it was. Yeah, Sun Aces. No, it wasn't that game. She only had 13 in that game. 13 boards in that game.
Okay.
But what was the game?
She still dominated in that game, though.
She's dominated in every game. That's what I'm saying. Oh, it was against the Sparks? It was against the Sparks in their loss. She had 16 points and 22 boards.
Wow.
Anyway, so she's my spotlight queen. I think that she's an early, you know, certainly candidate, front runner for MVP. I think her game is amazing. She drops threes. She boards. She scores. She passes. She's 6'6". Like, girl, bye.
Girl, bye.
Who you got? Who's your spotlight queen?
So for me, it's Chelsea Gray.
Love me some Chelsea.
She dominating.
Yeah, she had a big game the other night, right?
Yeah.
29-point game.
Yeah. But she's fun to watch. She's just one of those players that I think is the true difference maker on the Sparks. I mean, Kansas is obviously the star. She's obviously the biggest player. But I think she's, like, the most important. Because she has to do a lot with all the talent around her. But then she also is relied on to score a lot, too. So I just think, like, with what she's done and what that team needs to be, it needs to be basically with Kansas out, it needs to be her team. And she's doing that.
Yeah.
So, I think she's my spotlight. She's my queen right now.
Spotlight queen. She's Jonquel and Chelsea.
Yeah. They're really exciting.
Yeah.
So.
Who's your court princess, bitch?
My princess.
Yeah. This is gonna be when we're talking about rookies. Who's your court princess?
So Nafisa.
Nafisa is your court princess?
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me.
She's playing great.
Where is she from? Who's she? Like,
Connecticut. She's Connecticut. What, she get drafted 6th overall? She fell.
That sounds right.
Right? She fell.
I think it was 6, yeah.
I think it was 6 overall. And she's somebody that all year long, me and you were talking about how she should or could be number one. And, like, because her whole game, she, like, reminds me of Tim Duncan, how, like, solid she is and fundamentally sound and, like, everything she does. And it's translated extremely well already into the WNBA. And she was the one I thought going into the year would be able to just have an impact right away. Her, You know, T.R. McCallan, I thought they would probably be the biggest impacts right away. Maybe Arike and Asia Durr, right? Those were the four that I thought that could come in. Their games can translate. Nafisa has been the best at it, though.
So that first game where she dropped the second most points by any rookie ever, 27 points against Chicago Sky, I wonder, and I thought about this when I was watching the highlights, I wondered if that was like a statement game at Chicago. Like, you pick Katie Liu, number four?
Over me?
Okay. You think she's been running this Connecticut team for the past 4 years?
No.
Because some of those highlights, she like made Katie Liu look bad on defense.
I mean,
I don't know if you noticed that, but it was like, ooh. Like, did Katie Liu forget how to play defense after UConn? Whew.
I think Nafisa just, and she's somebody that's really good at, like, exposing people on the defensive end. She knows what you're not able to do that great.
Yep.
And just, you know, she's so smart. She does all the right things. She's able to take advantage of you.
Yep. She didn't play as well the next couple games, but then last night she had a great game. 17 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals in a loss to Seattle. But, you know, that's a great game. She hadn't scored that well since that first game. So, Nafisa Collier, your princess.
To me, all rookies will have their up and downs in the WNBA. Totally. It's just too tough to be that consistent all year long. What Asia Wilson did last year was freakish. That's how good she was. I don't know if there's a player like that came out this year to do anything like that. So who's yours?
So this is probably going to surprise you, but my court princess right now is Asia Durr. So now Asia Durr hasn't been putting up the most, you know, impressive or the biggest numbers so far this season, point wise. But what I'm getting from her and the Liberty is that this is the time for her to develop. She's on the court 30 to 35 minutes every game. You know, she's definitely involved. She's learning the ropes on the court, unlike a lot of rookies that get a chance to come off the bench. And I think that she's beginning to find her rhythm, and I think she's poised for a breakout. So this is more of a prediction maybe than like based on the past week, but I think that she's about to acclimate to the league.
Okay, so a prediction.
She's still my court princess because I like her.
Okay.
And I think that she's awesome. I love you, Asia Durr.
That's fine. I agree. I mean,
I didn't want to pick Nafisa too. And we're talking about the same bitch twice.
Did you have to switch it up? Did I pick your girl or something?
Maybe.
That's fair. I'm sorry.
Maybe. No, don't be sorry.
Jack, yo shit. Nafisa's actually averaging in the WNBA right now. She is the fifth highest scorer in the WNBA.
It's lit.
It's lit. For a rookie? Woo. So, yeah, those are two really, really great players.
Great young players to look out for.
Yeah. So where are we going next?
Lastly, Instagram, social media follows.
Insta.
We thought that it might be useful for all y'all viewers out there, whoever you may be, if you don't already follow all of these wonderful women and organizations on social media, that we might bring to you spotlights of some of our favorites so that you could follow them. So I will go first here because I don't want you to steal my shit again. So my social media must right now is Tierra McCowan at princess_Zaire. That's at PRINCESS_ZYAIRE at Princess Zaire. And I think she is fierce and fabulous, and I love the stuff she does on Instagram.
Yeah, she's fun.
She's so fun. engaging.
She's really cool.
I've enjoyed her for, you know, since Mississippi State times, and I think when, that
as
she's
soon as
worth
she, as,
following.
She, as soon as she did that little eyebrow thing, I started following her.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. As soon as I saw that, I was like, done. Yeah. Where are you? Yeah.
Give me all that too.
Yeah, give me that. Love her fierceness. Love all she's about. Yas, girl.
Yes, Liv Yas.
Hopefully she starts getting a little bit more minutes.
Hopefully she starts earning them.
I think she deserves them.
Well, you know,
she big.
I trust the process. I trust the coaches.
I mean, she had a game-winning shot already this year. That was her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. So good for her. Good year. Good start. So for me, though, it's Liz. Liz Cambage.
Talk.
She is...
Preach.
She's just ridiculous.
In the good way.
In the best way.
Okay.
She is clearly her whole life is just like she's just trying to have fun.
Yeah.
This girl just gets it, and
she's a model.
DJ.
She's awesome.
You know, she just knows what's up.
I just happen to play basketball also.
Yeah. She's just like, and she's gorgeous. She's like, what, 6'8", just like crushing it on the court. Like, it's just everything she does is pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's awesome. Great personality.
Yeah, super fun. Being. Yeah, super fun. Does Australian. A lot of things. Doesn't.
I expect nothing less from you. Aussies.
Doesn't care about it like a little like embarrassing herself and things like that, like for fun and shit.
Yeah, super refreshing.
Yeah, because, you know, like, if you watch her Instagram, it's a lot of her making fun of herself.
Yeah,
and like things like that, and like doing goofy dumb stuff, but also she likes to get to, you know, concerts and shows, and like that stuff's fun.
Liz Cambage, we salute you.
Yeah. We gonna hang with you one day, and we gonna go dancing, girl.
Yeah, for sure. You're gonna rip, and we're gonna dance while you rip.
Yeah. But so yeah, you should definitely follow her. Her Instagram tag is E Came Badge. So ECAMBAGE. It's an easy follow. Just go do it. She's so fun. Her stories are the best. Her Instagram stories. Because, you know, they go away.
They do go away.
So she's...
Check that shit out while you can.
Yeah. They're really, really fun. Really refreshing. And, yeah. She's my Instagram spotlight.
Dope, dope, dope.
What'd you call it? What's that segment called?
Social media must.
Oh, social media must. Okay. I mean,
we can call it something else. That's just what I wrote down in my little notes.
Okay. Yeah, I was just trying.
I thought about calling it like the court jester, but like it's not all about like jesting. It's just like cool people to follow. So.
Yeah, it's just cool.
But, like, nah, it's not cool.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So.
Yeah, so that's gonna wrap us up. Right now.
I think that's good.
Yeah, that's all we got right now. We're gonna try to do something like this, but like shortened.
Maybe a little shorter.
Maybe a little shortened.
We were kind of all over the place a little bit.
But that's part of our
it's charm. Fun.
I'm Paul. AKA
I'm Paul.
AKA P. Jiffy.
I'm Paul.
AKA Brisket.
And I'm John. I'm Housen on Instagram. Follow me.
Also known as Mbop.
Mbop. If you guys wanna game out a little bit, that's my gamer tag.
Mbop.
Mbop.
And this is the Queens of the Court podcast. We love women's basketball. We love women, but women. Not like that. Hashtag no hetero.
But yeah, this was fun. Hope that you come check us out next time.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.